Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Yud. In this perek, the Rambam discusses how we should relate to people who worship Avodah Zarah. The last perek also dealt with this general topic, but from a different perspective. There, the focus was on rabbinic decrees to prevent the Jew from assisting idolaters in their practice of Avodah Zarah, and to protect the Jew from being hurt or negatively influenced by them. In this perek, the Rambam discusses three mitzvot lo taseh, Torah prohibitions, regarding what we can do for idolaters. Each has its own details and application, and together they illustrate the emphasis the Torah places on creating effective and substantive barriers between the Jew and the worshipper of Avodah Zarah. Halacha Aleph, Ein kortin brit la'ovdei avodah zarah, kdei shenaseh imahem shalom, v'naniach otam la'ovdah. Shnemar lo tichrot lehem brit, ela yachzeru me'avodata, o yehargu. The first mitzvah lo taseh is lo tichrot lehem brit. We cannot establish a covenant with idolaters in which they are at peace with us and they get to continue worshipping idols. Either they cease their religious practice or face death. The Pasuk says this in reference to the seven nations which inhabited Eretz Canaan before Bnei Israel arrived there. And the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvot limits the mitzvah to these seven nations. But here in the Mishneh Torah, he does not mention this limitation. The second mitzvah lo taseh, which occupies the bulk of the perek, is lo tichonem. This is an ambiguous phrase, which is understood by Chazal in four ways, all of which the Rambam brings here. Continuing in Halacha Aleph, Ve'asur l'rachem alehem, shnemar v'lo tichonem. Lefichach im ra'a goy oved avodah zarah oved o tove banahar, lo yalenu, ra'ahu lakuach lamavet lo yatzilenu, aval la'abdo biyado o dachfo labor v'chayotze bazeh asur mipnei she'ino oseh imanu melchama. The first understanding of lo tichonem is from the root of chanina, or showing mercy. It is forbidden to show mercy to an idolater by saving him from death when he is in a life-threatening situation, including, as the Rambam adds in Halacha Bet, providing him with medical treatment. The last activity is permitted when there is a concern of eiva, antagonism on the part of the non-Jewish community, a concept we discussed in the last perek. And later poskim allow a Jew not only to heal a non-Jew, but even to violate Shabbat in order to save his life, as he would do for a fellow Jew. This halacha of not showing mercy to a non-Jew is one which, in the opinion of the Meiri, does not apply in modern times. We recall from our discussion in the last perek that the Meiri believed that many halachot about idolaters only apply to those who lack any basic moral framework and who are therefore suspect of murder and the like, which is not the case for modern-day Christians and even other idolatrous religions. The Rambam adds that even if we are not allowed to save the non-Jew, we are also not allowed to do anything that would actively cause his death, unless it's a situation of war, which is a different story altogether. Continuing in Halacha Aleph, B'med v'rim amurim begoy, aval mosrei Yisrael, v'haminim v'hapikorsim, mitzva la'abdan bayad ulhoridan ad be'er shachat, mipnei shehen mitzirin l'Yisrael, umisirin et ha'am me'acharei Hashem, ki Yeshua ha'notzri v'talmidav, v'tzadok uvaitus v'talmidihem, she'im mishaim yirkav. In this context of not saving the life of an idolater, the Rambam adds that there are people whom we are actively required to kill, namely the Moser, the Min, and the Apikoros. The Moser is a Jew who hands over a fellow Jew or his property to hostile non-Jews, and the Min and Apikoros are Jews who abandon certain core principles of faith, as we'll see in the third parak of Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam mentions specific historical examples of such people, Jesus, Tzadok, and Baitus, the last two being former Talmidei Chachamim, each of whom left the path of Torah as understood by Chazal, and founded a deviant sect, the Tzedukim and the Baitusim. Other Rishonim define a Min to be a Jew who has adopted the practice of idol worship, and an Apikoros to be someone who openly ridicules Talmidei Chachamim. For various reasons that we won't expand on here, modern poskim, including the Chazon Ish, rule that we do not nowadays seek to actively cause the deaths even of such despicable people. At the end of Halacha Bet, the Rambam points out that the din of lo tichonem does not apply to a ger toshav. We do help a ger toshav and give him medical treatment. The Rambam will say later that other meanings of lo tichonem also don't apply to a ger toshav. And at the end of the perek, we'll learn what exactly a ger toshav is. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam moves to the second meaning of Lo Tichonim. Ein mochrin lehen batim v'sadot be'eretz Yisrael, uv'suria mochrin lehen batim aval lo sadot, u'maskirin lehen batim be'eretz Yisrael, u'bilvad shlo yaseim shchuna, ve'ein shchuna pechuta mishlosha, ve'in maskirin lehen sadot. Uvesuria maskirim lehem sadot, umipnema hechmir besade, mipne shiyesh bashtaim, mafkia min hamasrot, venoten lehem chanaya bakarka, umutar limkor lehem batim besadot bechutz laaretz mipne sheina artzenu. This second meaning of lotechonim, probably the one which comes up most commonly in modern halachic discussions, is from the root of chanaya, dwelling. We are not allowed to sell a home to an idolater in Eretz Yisrael, nor even rent out a field to him. Renting out a home, however, is permitted as long as we don't rent out three next to each other, thereby creating a small neighborhood of Avodah Zarah. Why are the rules of a field, which we are not even allowed to rent out, more stringent than those of a house, which we may rent out? The Rambam explains, in a field, aside from the Isra of Lo Techonem, there is also the problem that the produce of the field will not be subject to Truma and Masrot if it is owned by a Goy. The din is more lenient in Syria, an area north of the land of Israel proper, which was conquered by David HaMelech but was never completely incorporated into the land of Israel. Chazal in general treated Syria as sharing certain dinim with Eretz Israel, but with various leniencies. In Syria, one is allowed even to sell a home to an idolater, not only to rent it out to him, and he is allowed to rent out a field to him, but not to sell him a field. Halacha Dalet. Af b'makom shi'tiru la'askir, lo levet dira hitiru, b'pnei shu machnis l'tocha avodah zarah, v'nemar v'lo tavit toiva el betecha, ava maskir lehen batim la'sotan otzar. Here the Rambam adds a restriction regarding renting out a home to a goy, which applies everywhere, Eretz Yisrael, Syria, and even in Chutz La'aretz. One may not rent out a house to an idolater for him to live there, only for him to use for storage, like as a warehouse. The reason for this is an issur we saw back in Parak Zayin, Lo tavi to'eva el beitecha. One is not allowed to bring an idol into his home. If the house is rented out for the purpose of living there, then the non-Jewish renter will bring an idol into the Jewish landlord's home. The Ramah paskins that this halacha doesn't apply nowadays, because even idolater renters like Christians do not generally bring idols into their homes. Note that a cross and other icons which are not themselves worshipped as idols do not have the status of Avodah Zarah or of Meshamshei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in this entire perek is discussing only Goyim who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But a question which has great relevance in the modern context is whether the second meaning of Lo Techonem, not to give the non-Jew chanaya, dwelling in the land of Israel, applies to non-Jews who are not idolaters. After all, the majority of non-Jews who now live in the land of Israel are adherents not of Christianity, but of Islam, which the majority of poskim consider not to be a form of Avodah Zarah, as we mentioned in the last perek. Many Achronim, including the Nitziv and the Chazon Ish, believe that this Isser applies to every non-Jew, idolater or not, unless he is a Ger Toshav, a concept we'll define soon when it comes up later in the perek. As we'll see, we cannot accept a non-Jew as a Ger Toshav nowadays, and therefore, according to these poskim, it is forbidden nowadays to sell a home or a field in the land of Israel to any non-Jew. The Rambam concludes Halacha Dalid with the third and fourth meanings of Lo Techonem. V'chein asur l'saper b'shivchan, v'afilu lomar kama na'e goy ze b'tzurato. Kal v'chomer shisaper b'shevach ma'asav, o shichabev davar midivrehen. Shnamar v'lo techonem, lo yelehem chein b'einecha, mipnei shegorim lidavekimo v'lelmod ma'asav ha'raim. V'asur liten lehen matnot chinam, aval noten hu l'ger toshav, shnamar l'ger asher b'sharecha, titnena v'achala, o machor l'nochri, b'mchira lo bintina. The third meaning of Lo Techonem comes from the root of chen, meaning grace or approbation. It is forbidden to compliment an idolater, lest this cause the Jew to become socially close to him and to adopt his negative practices. The fourth meaning of the phrase comes from the root of chinam, meaning free of charge. It is forbidden to give a gift to an idolater. The Meiri says that this too applies only to the immoral idolaters of an earlier age, not to those of the present day who have a moral framework. In the context of the last meaning of Lo Techonem, the Rambam lists in Halacha Hey certain ways in which we do give non-Jews something for free because of the concept of Darchei Shalom. Mefarnesin aniyei goyim im aniyei Yisrael mipnei Darchei Shalom. Ve'ein memachin bidei aniyei goyim beleket shichcha upeya mipnei Darchei Shalom. Ve'shoalin bishloman v'afilu biyom eidam mipnei Darchei Shalom. We give tzedakah to non-Jewish aniyim. We let them take agricultural gifts that we leave for the poor, leket, shecha, and peah, and we greet them in a friendly manner even on their holidays, all because of Darchei Shalom. The Rambam doesn't define in his perek this concept of Darchei Shalom, and from the local context, one might get the impression that this is a practical concern, something of an expanded version of Mipnei Eiva that came up earlier regarding giving medical treatment to non-Jews. To keep the peace, it is prudent to extend a hand to our non-Jewish neighbors in certain situations. However, the Rambam himself, much later in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchot Melachim, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Bet, gives a very different impression. There he invokes this principle of Darchei Shalom to learn that we should perform certain types of Gemilut Chasadim, like Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim,
visiting the sick and comforting mourners,
to non-Jews along with Jews, based on the well-known psukim of Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav from Ashrei, and Derachei Darchei Noam V'Chol Netivoteha Shalom, which speaks of the ways of Torah being merciful and pleasant to everyone, not only to Jews. The clear implication is that Darchei Shalom is not a practical matter, but a fundamental requirement to act with basic decency even to those outside our religious community. This explanation of Darchei Shalom is spelled out by Rabbi Yehuda Unterman, one of the early chief rabbis of Israel, in one of his responsa. How to square this conception of Darchei Shalom with the Isra of Lo Techonem is a question which requires further discussion, but the Rambam here gives us clear instructions as to how to apply both imperatives in practice. Halacha Vav, Ein kol hadvarim ha'elu amurim ela bizman shigalu Yisrael levein ha'umot, o bizman shiyad ha'goyim tekifa, aval bizman shiyad Yisrael takifa alumot ha'ulam asur lanu laniach goy oved avodah zara beinenu, afilu yoshev yeshivat arai o over mi'akom la'akom lischora lo yavor ba'artzenu ad shikabel alav sheva mitzvot shnitztavu b'nei noach shnemar lo yeshvu ba'artzecha afilu lefi sha'a v'im kibel alav sheva mitzvot harei ze ger toshav v'in mekablin ger toshav ela bizman shayovel noheg aval shelo bizman hayovel ein mekablin ela ger tzedek belvad. Here the Rambam addresses the third mitzvah lo taseh in this perek, lo yeshvu ba'artzecha. When Jews hold power in the land of Israel, we are not permitted to allow any idolater to remain in the land, not to live there even temporarily, nor even to pass through on his way to somewhere else. The Ravid thinks the Rambam doubly exaggerates the scope of this prohibition. It only applies to the original seven nations of Eretz Canaan, not to other idolaters, and the prohibition is only to let them live there, not to let them be in the land temporarily. The Rambam and Ravid seem to argue as to the meaning of the word yeshivu. Does it mean to sit, even temporarily, or to dwell in a more permanent sense? Fascinatingly, in Perek Vav of Hilchot Sukkah, they seem to have the same debate regarding the bracha of Leshev Basukkah. The Rambam holds that one must say the bracha standing and only then sit, because the bracha is on the act of sitting down in the sukkah, and a bracha generally precedes the act for which it is made. The Ravid disagrees without explaining why, but it stands to reason that he believes, as he says here, that the word leishev in that bracha doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah, but to dwell in the sukkah, and so it doesn't matter if the bracha is recited while already sitting down. The way for a goy to be allowed to stay in the land of Israel is for him to become a ger toshav, which the Rambam defines as one who has accepted upon himself the seven mitzvot bnei Noach, one of which, of course, is the prohibition of idolatry. So the Rambam is explicit that this last Isser of Lo Yeshivu Ba'artzecha applies even to the non-idolater until he becomes a Ger Toshav. And we saw earlier that Achronim, like the Nitziv and the Chazon Ish, say the same is true of the Isser of Lo Techonim. This leads to the very relevant question of whether a non-Jew can become a Ger Toshav nowadays by accepting upon himself the seven mitzvot bnei Noach. In the last line of the Perek, the Rambam says that this is impossible. We only accept Gerei Toshav when the practice of the Yovel year is in effect, namely, as the Rambam explains in Hilchot Shemitah of Yovel, when all Jews live in the land of Israel and each tribe settles in its inherited portion. This state of affairs has not existed for well over 2,500 years, since the middle of the period of Bayit Rishon.
Nowadays, the Rambam says, we can only accept a Ger Tzedek. That's what we typically call a ger nowadays, someone who accepts upon himself all mitzvot and becomes essentially a full Jew.
However, the Ravid holds, and the Kesef Mishnah claims that the Rambam would agree to this, that for the purposes of the Isser of Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzecha, it is enough for the goy to accept the seven mitzvot bnei Noach even without formally becoming a ger toshav. And therefore, even nowadays, we have a way to allow non-Jews to remain in the land of Israel.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.